Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, news comes to us in so many different shapes and sizes and forms. There might be breaking news on the radio or television that makes us stop a moment and pay attention. Or it could be gossip from neighbors or co-workers that we gather around a water cooler and hear what's really going on. Or it could be headlines in the newspaper that once again catch our attention and make us wonder and seek more information. It could be a registered letter that arrives in the mail and signals something out of the ordinary and something important. It could be yellow tape around a crime scene that we drive by more carefully and pay attention or see signs of repeated on television. Or it could be a telephone call from a doctor's office after a serious test. Or it could be the tax bills that come in shortly after the holidays. Point is, news comes to us in many different forms and shapes. And our reaction varies accordingly. Maybe indifference because we really don't care much one way or the other. Or it could be sadness because it signals the death of a friend or a colleague and makes us pause and think about life in bigger dimensions. Or it could be shock because it's not good news and it's not something we ever would have imagined, ever in a million years. Or could be delight. Delight enough to let us say, you know what, let's go out for dinner, let's go celebrate. Or could be sheer amazement at the sudden announcement that we've received a bequest from a relative we hardly even knew. Or that we've been selected for the varsity team. Or that we've got a promotion. So, you know, once again, not only does news come in many different shapes and sizes, but also our reaction varies, depending, for the most part, on how it touches us. Well, all of that comes to my mind, you might guess, because these days, once again, we're the recipients of some astonishingly good news. Earth shaking, if you will, that God, infinite, almighty, utterly beyond comprehension, that God has chosen to enter our human world, not simply as an initial architect plotting out the blue lines of a plan or as a final judge taking a look at what we've done with things, not even as simply a conscious present witness on the spot to check on the progress of things, our lives and how they unfold and the world around us, but that God is on the scene as a participant, a flesh and blood participant in absolutely everything human except sin. God actually becomes a member of the team, and together we go off the charts and totally change the history of the world. That's really what this is about. As I said before, it's not just about God, it's also about us. No wonder we decorate the world with lights. No wonder joy spills over into every nook and cranny of the human heart. No wonder we just can't stop buying gifts, not only for people we love, but for all kinds of folks, for the needy and the poor and the destitute. The Salvation Army red buckets are all over town, and it elicits a response. Every time I go grocery shopping, there it is. I put something in because I just can't resist. No wonder we sing songs and have parties, even at work. No wonder, on occasion, people who have been estranged and haven't spoken for years smile and offer a handshake of friendship. So it's a wonderful event. And we dress up in special clothing for today. Here and in family gatherings, we gather around tables that offer more than we probably can afford. But we can't resist celebrating. No wonder we exchange gifts. And then there's that wonderful memory of 100 years ago during the First World War when Allied and German troops crawled out of muddy trenches on Christmas Eve and sang songs together, Stille Nacht and Joy to the World, exchanged small little Christmas gifts across battle lines. And no wonder that happens. It's important, not just interesting, but important that we take special notice that the gospel announces news to a group that the angels and God had designated. Not royal officials in Jerusalem, not the wealthy merchants in the area, not the great priestly families of Jerusalem, but the news comes to shepherds of all people, to shepherds, to people who shared the pungent aroma of their flocks, because they never could take a bath, to people who were not able to perform the weekly ritual of bathing before the Sabbath, to people who probably never went to the synagogue. The news comes to shepherds. Shepherds like David of ancient times. Our God is a God who becomes lowly to live with the lowly, to lift the lowly, us lowly, up. And so the great mystery, the irrepressible joy of Christmas, just bubbles forth because it's not just about them. It's always about us and what God dreams about for our present and future and makes happen. A blessed Christmas to everybody.